The new leadership of the National Party found themselves in an embarrassing tangle over Māori representation at their first caucus today, before they'd even walked into the room. Todd Muller and Nikki Kaye were vigorously defending the lack of Māori MPs on the front bench when they named senior MP Paul Goldsmith as Māori, which he promptly rejected. It was the first caucus meeting since the swift leadership change on Friday, and the first time Mr Muller went up against Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern in the House, a rather low-key affair. Here's our political editor, Jane Patterson.
It was back to the regular caucus run in the National Party corridor, and for some, the defeat was still raw.
Do you want
to
join us? She'll go first if you want.
Okay.
She'll be needed in caucus more than I will.
For leader Todd Muller, though, repeated questions about why there are no Māori MPs on the front bench.
We've got a team of 55, and I appreciate the fact that people look at it through the who's in the front bench and who's in the shadow cabinet, but I looked at it across the whole 55.
He told reporters a number of Māori MPs have significant portfolio responsibilities.
For me, their numbers are less important to the jobs that I've asked them to do.
Mr Muller and Deputy Nikki Kaye were asked how many Māori MPs are in the shadow cabinet.
Shane Retty and Paula Bennett.
And obviously Paul Goldsmith, obviously, is of Ngāti Porou.
News to Mr Goldsmith as he headed into caucus.
Do you identify as Māori? You've just been named as the one Māori.
No, I'm not Māori. The Goldsmith family have many connections with Māori from Ngāti Porou. My great-grandfather had lots of connections there. So I have Māori connections, but I'm not Māori myself.
And he put some context around those family connections.
My great-great-grandfather had European wives and Māori wives, and so I've got lots of relatives across the Ngāti Porou.
Labour's Māori MPs put in the boot.
I think it's typical of the National Party. The real National Party's coming out now.
It's disappointing but not surprising. Same old from National.
We're a classic example of, for a long time, Labour Party needed strong Māori representation. We have four Māori ministers now, a strong Māori caucus, and I feel that our people's voices are best represented in the decision-making processes. So that's what you lose when you don't have Māori representation.
While National MPs tried to defend the lack of diversity.
Todd has made some really tough calls, you know, getting his team lined up. And I think, from my point of view, having the number of women that he's got surrounding him, helping him make the decisions, is a really good one for me.
Well, I think that's in the eye of the beholder. I think there is some diversity there, diversity of experience, diversity of gender, certainly. Look at the number of women, for example, in that front lineup. So, no, I think we can be pleased. It's a work in progress.
That's up to the leader.
Then it was into the House for question time with the expected focus on small business.
Supplementary. So is the Prime Minister saying to the House that what small to medium-sized businesses need right now is not direct cash support? Is that what she's saying to the House? No cash support is what small business are asking.
Mr Speaker, I have acknowledged that we did not implement a generic grant scheme, keeping in mind that we saw that on a small scale in Australia.
It was not the most auspicious start to Todd Muller's leadership, with such an obvious blunder by himself and Nikki Kaye when all eyes are on them. He went into Parliament armed with only one line of questioning, and while, as promised, he took a much more measured approach to interrogating the Prime Minister, ended up just giving her the platform to talk about the billions of dollars that have gone to small business owners around the country. Mr Muller is looking to put other questions to bed, including those about his Make America Great Again Trump hat. He had said it was just another political souvenir, but today said it would stay in the packing box out of respect for the strong views held by some. From Parliament for Checkpoint, Jane Patterson.